George, the cosmic form of the Lord. Here in this chapter, the entire universe is shown in one form. In the 10th chapter, he showed everything analytically. The presence of divinity in each and every aspect of this universe. In this chapter, he is showing the entire universe in divinity. That's the difference. This is synthetical. The previous chapter was analytical. Now, in this chapter, Arjuna requested Lord to show this cosmic form. The Lord immediately shows the cosmic form. And then says, you cannot see this without eye of divinity. Jnana Chakshu, eye of wisdom. So I will give you that Jnana Chakshu. This Jnana Chakshu was given by Sri Vyasa to Sanjay. Same thing is now given by Sri Krishna to Arjuna. This is a process of initiation. When the Jnana Chakshu is opened up, the energy starts flowing inward. And when Arjuna is seeing Lord Krishna's form, it is not as if he is seeing though it is mentioned that when the energies are focused in one point, the mind cannot go in one point. It starts going inward. Mind would want to go in all directions. So therefore you want to bring the mind to a point of focus. The mind is brought to the point of focus, it starts going inward. And the experiences that Arjuna is talking here, that he is seeing so many forms, various devas, etc., is all the experiences within. What we need to understand, even these experiences within are nothing to do with real spiritual light. The real spiritual light is beyond all the experiences, it is beyond the realm of the mind. All this that he is experiencing, they are still in the realm of the mind. Heaven, hell and everything is nothing but the state of mind, different states of mind only. Are you with me? So all that we know with these two eyes is the external world. When we go within the mind, there's a long, deep travel. All this is also limited experiences only. That is why earlier he said, even the devas, asuras, sages, nobody knows it. So supposing you die and become a deva, even devas remain without knowing the true nature of their self. So therefore you should not stop at any point. The only thing that happens is, even in the worldly level, when we get something superior to us, we get entangled with it. So the subtler experiences which you get while traveling within are even more dangerous. There are a lot of people who get stuck there. That is why it becomes very, very important to have a guru. Because very often what happens, you get stuck with the experience. In fact, when you start traveling within, you may develop certain disease. There is a very interesting lecture by Swami Ramtirtha called Spiritual Power, Psychic Power, not Spiritual Power. Psychic Power and Spirituality. Where is there psychic powers? Just because you have got some psychic powers doesn't mean you are spiritual. When you are spiritual, you may have certain psychic powers. But just because you have some psychic powers doesn't mean you are spiritual. The real spiritual height is deep within, beyond all these psychic powers. You may develop certain siddhis, but still it is far from spiritual.
Usually some people say that if you are using those spiritual paths to demonstrate or not, then you are never going to leave those lights.
Very often you get stuck there. Lot of people, see, in Ramakrishna Paramahansa's life, an episode happened. Apparently in Calcutta, during his days, there was a gentleman who had learned the art of walking on water. So, you know, the Ramakrishna mission is on the banks of Ganges, the other side. You must have been there. The other side. So, this guy was walking on water. So, a lot of people were gathering. How do you walk on water? You know? So, what is going on? And people came and told Ramakrishna, and he didn't even care about it. But they said, you have to come, he's walking on water. So, one day he just came there. And he was demonstrating his powers of walking on water. So he just asked him, how much time did you take to master this art, this puppet? He said, something like 25 years. He said, it just takes me 25 paise to cross for it.
Few times.
If I give 25 paise to the ferryman, those days, not maybe 25 rupees, I don't know. 25 paise, you cross across. The, you go across the river. Howrah, this guy. Instead of that, you wasted your 25 years. So, you know, you should never, in fact, see the sign of growth or sign of culture, forget about spirituality, even in the mundane level, is you will never ever use your power. There's a very interesting story that Swamiji talks about. A Pativrata was living with her husband sage in a small kutir in jungle, and both of them were pursuing sadhana to realize self-factor, their great heights of spirituality. And she had gone out from the kutir to the nearby river to get water, and when she was walking in the jungle, the prince of that country had come to the jungle to hunt her. And he sees her and he is fallen for her beauty. So he goes and tells her, whosoever you may be, I propose to you right now, I want to marry you. And she says, no, I'm already married, leave me alone. And she starts walking, but he doesn't stop. He starts chasing her. She starts walking faster, and slowly she starts running, and he starts chasing her running. And after a while, she swoons and falls down. And he gets some water from the same pitcher and sprinkles on her face, and she opens her eyes. And when she opens her eyes and looks at the prince, he immediately is turned to ashes. This is a story. The Pativrata was not running away from him to save herself, as per the story. The Pativrata was running away from him to save him. Because she knows the power. Out of ignorance, this fellow may do something and he may get hurt. So, she was running away because she didn't want to use the power. Never ever will you use your power. Ataha nekonu. Immediately when you get some small, you want to show, you will never show. You should actually, that is culture. At any level, you know, supposing you have excellent vocabulary in a particular language, let's say English, and you write a book, you have to write the book keeping in mind the people who are going to read the book. You don't have to demonstrate your vocabulary skills over it. Some places, some certain words would be the best. Then okay, you can use it. Still you will explain. And you give a lecture also. You are not going there to show your strength of vocabulary. Similarly wealth. You know, when you go somewhere, you are not going to demonstrate your wealth there. So make the other person comfortable. Whether it is your language, whether it is your wealth, that is culture. Otherwise it's not culture. Showing off. Yes. That is what you will understand. As you go spiritually, in spiritual skill also. Even if you had some power, you just keep quiet. You never ever use it. So Arjuna, when he gains this experience, when he sees, he is in total, he is totally amazed. All sorts of things which he has no clue so far. Because see, all we know is what our senses can experience. We do not know anything else. It's like somebody who never had an eye, never had vision. Somehow, doctors help him to get vision. What will happen to him? You understand what I'm saying? He doesn't know what is color. He's only heard about red, blue. For him it makes no sense, whether it's red or blue, whatever he may say. He didn't know. Suddenly he gets the ability to see, and when he sees, he's dumb from it. That's exactly the situation in which Arjuna is. And from that state he's been describing and talking. Now the interesting thing is, it's a total bandwidth that Sri Krishna is doing. You require a lot of tapas and strength. That is why no guru will reveal to you more than what you can digest. Very carefully he will reveal it to you. Because it's like going, climbing the top of a mountain and from there looking down. You will get headache, giddiness. You know, it's like so deep. Even I remember this tower in Toronto. What is it called? Tall building in Toronto. Fellows go there and they have this, everything is, the floor is nicely made. A quarter of the floor or so is with black, strong glass. A lot of people cannot even go stand there. So lie down and they lie down and little bit they see.
Yeah.
It's scary. Are you with me? So that is the bandwidth he's going to see. So he sees first everything light and all glorious pictures, so he's fine. But suddenly the Ugra Rupa he starts seeing. And the Ugra Rupa when he sees, he's not ready. So he's going to request Lord Krishna to take it back. See, when you go to the, when you go and see the infinity, when you share the infinity, infinity will extend on both sides, no? In positive and negative. You need to be objective to be able to take it. To the extent you have done the sadhana. That's why it has to happen slowly. Sometimes there has been situations, stories there, some sadhaks plunged into certain things without purifying themselves. And then they got into trouble. You can literally go mad. That's why Guru said, don't be in a hurry. Why are you in a hurry? Do sadhana, purify, slowly things will reveal to you. You understand? So that's the thing. So here, in 19, we have done up to 19, right? 19, we completed. So in 19 he says, I see you without beginning, middle or end. Meaning what? What, wherever to whatever extent we can see, is only seeing light. Nothing else. Infinite in power with endless arms, all pervading. The sun and moon as your eyes. Sun and moon as your eyes means brilliant. Shining fire is heat and light. That's anybody who does meditation goes within. They talk about seeing vibrant, brilliant light everywhere. Heating this universe with your radiance. Everything is nothing but light and light is. Next verse. Vyava prithivyoridam antaram hi. Vyava prithivyoridam antaram hi. Vyaptam tvayekena dishascha sarvaha. Vyaptam tvayekena dishascha sarvaha. Drishvadbutham rupam ugram tavedam. Drishvadbutham rupam ugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Yavadhyoridamantaram hi yatam tvayekena dishascha sarvah drishvadbhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Heaven and earth, this interspace and all the quarters are indeed pervaded by you alone. This is not our experience today. We see a gap in between. Actually there is no gap. It is all pervaded by consciousness. Having seen this marvelous and awful form of yours, that triple world trembles, O Mahatman, O great soul. See, you got to visualize this. Even when we go to Himalayas, the mighty Himalayas, when you are standing at the foothill, you see the awful form, or in ocean. You know, I was told by one captain, who was working as captain in Merchant Navy. He said, when you are in the ocean, the storm is terrifying. What we see here is nothing. He says, ship itself looks like a small matchstick on the ocean. And then the storm, the waves would be twice probably the height of the ship. And then what happens is you suddenly realize the insignificance of your personality. That when you realize, you bow down with the devotion to the extent you are sattva, to the extent you are tamasic and rajasic, fear comes. Please understand. Because that's why we require to associate ourselves with the Guru, because Guru will show us that insignificance. Very often what happens is, we have achieved something in some field or the other. So what happens is, we have things that I am somewhere there. And a lot of people, you know. Like for example, I'm just talking my personal experience right now. Right? Here in Delhi, everybody is there, attending my class. Oh, Guruji, Swamiji, Godam. You go to the ashram, you are one of the disciples of Swami. You understand? You, if you have real knowledge, you will not get into the dizziness when you are here. But you need that. Arjuna is such a great warrior. You understand? And the most essential nature of a kshatriya is the pride. And the pride is finished here. You understand? When you see it, it's nothing. You could be some great achiever. But when you see that totality, the vastness in front of you, you suddenly realize the insignificance. So when you are sattvic to that extent, you become devotional, surrendered. To the extent you are rajasic and tamasic, a selfish person starts getting frightened. What is happening? My God. This is what happens. A lot of people you will see, they are on the deathbed. But extremely inspiring for others. The others, they bring the whole house down. What more do I have to do? This is what happens. I have mentioned this before, no? In the Tale of Two Cities, story by Charles Dickens, Siddhi Kachan gives his life away. He is standing in the queue and finally they will guillotine. He exchanged his position with himself with Charles Darwin. He is not Charles Darwin. He is going to die instead of Charles Darwin. And then the girl standing in the queue who is going to die for her own sake. She is going to be guillotined. And next is Charles Darwin. But Siddhi Kachan comes in place of Charles Darwin without anybody's knowledge. The girl is crying, weeping. Oh, one more time. When she says, hey, you're not Charles Darwin. Why you then? You seem very quiet. Just keep quiet. Relax. He does that for love. Just relax. And then finally he says, it's a far, far better place I go than I've ever been. It's a far, far better place I get than I've ever gone. A sattvic person understands the insignificance. Just relax. A rajasic and tamasic person who has only been aggrandizing, grabbing, destructive. These are the guys who will be terrified. Even in animal kingdom you can see. Carnivorous animal is very calm and quiet. The carnivores are all the time agitated. Because they have been killing and eating, they are always insecure. See, for example, lizard. You bang the table here, the lizard will run there. Because it's been constantly destroying insects. The more destructive you are, the more insecure you are. Same thing, more and more you grab, aggrandize, acquire. You will be extremely insecure. The more and more giving you have, compassion, giving, forgiving, you will have more insecurity. That's what is going to be demonstrated from now on.
अमीहित्वां सुरसंगा विशन्ति केचित् भीता प्राञ्जलयो गृणन्ति स्वस्तीत्युक्त्वा महर्षिसिद्धसङ्गाः स्तुवन्ति त्वां स्तुतिभिः पुष्कलाभिः अनीहित्वा सुरसङ्गा विशन्ति केचित् भीता प्राञ्जलयो गृह्णन्ति स्वस्तीत्युक्त्वा महर्षिसिद्धसङ्गाः स्तुवन्ति त्वां स्तुतिभिः पुष्कलाभिः
Verily into you enter these hosts of gods. The waves enter into the ocean, they exist in the ocean, they are born in the ocean, and all of us enter into the same consciousness. So verily into you, the you is in capital Y, meaning Brahman. Verily into you enter these hosts of gods, sattvic people. Some in fright extol you with joint palms, may it be well. Thus saying, bands of great sages and siddhas, perfected ones, praise you with beautiful hymns.
He is talking about sattvic people here. The sattvic people, they come with folded palms.
This is what I said. A sattvic person understands the significance. They function in this universe as a spoke in the wheel of life. Whatever, however great the role I may be playing, in front of the role played by the cosmos, mine is just a small speck.
Isn't it?
It's nothing in front of the role played by the cosmos. It's just a small speck. All things are extremely related. In front of the contribution of the nature, however great our contribution is, it's nothing. So always a sattvic person is aware, remembers this. But you know, there is nothing like something great. That's why they feel they have done nothing. They are humble. Automatically their hands come together, the palms come together in devotion. And they understand. Even destruction is for the goodness of the world. Nobody is destroyed. What will happen to the world? Only when the destruction happens, it leaves construction. The Trinity in Hinduism, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, they are all put together in one form called Dattatreya. Just to tell us that they are supplement and complement, it is a wave energy. When you break one stick, you say you destroyed a stick, but you created two. You destroyed one stick, but you created two. Thus, in this creation destruction, stick is needed. Day dies, night is born. Night dies, day is born. In this, life is maintained. No? So, in creation, destruction, everything is for the goodness of everybody. Everything happens as per the law. Everything is happening as it should be happening. So they, bowing down, accept everything that comes under there is total devotion, completely aware of the relative insignificance. That is what is being shown here in this verse. Next verse.
Rudradhitya vasavo yecha sadhyaha. Rudradhitya vasavo yecha sadhyaha. Vishveshvinau marutash choshmapascha. Vishveshvinau marutash choshmapascha. Gandharva yakshasura siddha sangaha. Gandharva yakshasura siddha sangaha. Vikshante tvam vismitaschaiva sarve. Vikshante tvam vismitaschaiva sarve. Rudradhitya vasavo yecha sadhyaha. Vishveshvinau marutash choshmapascha. Gandharva-yakshasura-siddha-sanghaha Vikshante-tvam-vismitas-chaiva-sarve.
The Rudras, Adityas, Vasus, Sadhyas, Vishwavedas, Ashwini-kumaras, Marus, Usmapas, and the hosts of Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras and Siddhas is talking about beings of different realms, Devas, Asuras, etc., Gandharvas, Siddhas. Siddhas are those who have Siddhi powers, the Kapila Muni, etc. All these behold you quite astonished. See, what we need to understand is, even these people, they are all astonished that they also don't know you. See, we think, only we don't know. They are at a different level, they know. Even they don't know. So instead of wasting your time doing sadhana to get to heaven, doing charity merely as an end in itself, do that as a stepping stone to get to the self-realization. As a human being, see, the interesting thing is, human being has the capacity to get to the self. But we waste our time in gathering our vasanas and come back here. And we gather punyas and go to heaven. Having exhausted the punya, we have to come back to this earth again. Instead of that, please understand, even they are captive. Even they don't understand.
Therefore, please understand, there is no point in wasting your time in collecting vasanas or punyas. You should make sure that you exhaust your vasanas while you are in this universe. Even they are astonished. In other words, you could have a lot of siddhi power. With all the siddhi power, you cannot know the Atma.
You will also one day be entering into that totality. Isn't it? Even Sri Krishna, the avatar of Mahavishnu,
the moment they have come into the realm of the mind, they will have to perish. Even Sri Rama, who has come into the realm of the mind, he has to perish. Anything that comes in the realm of the mind of the world has to perish.
The greatest of all siddhis is conquest of yourself.
Guruji, all these like Mahadurs and these celestial beings, they are in the realm of the mind.
Absolutely. Everything comes in the realm of the mind. All the lokas. The moment you say loka, means experience, which is the realm of the mind. Beyond the mind, the experiences and experience
merge. There is no more loka. So that is why we say there is no point becoming a celestial being.
See, those who train to scale mountains, their target is to scale the Everest. Isn't it? But first, they scale all the small hills and mountains. And once they've conquered this peak, then they go to the next, then they go to the next, then they go to the next. The highest is what they want to climb.
So here also Sri Krishna is in a way trying to tell us, this entire chapter is trying to tell us that please understand, the highest peak is within you. There is no point wasting your time in gathering punya.
The highest siddhi is not becoming a siddha, but becoming a self-realized soul. Next verse.
Rupam mahatte bahuvaktra netram. Rupam mahatte bahuvaktra netram. Mahabaho bahubahu rupadam.
Mahabaho bahubahu rupadam.
Bahudaram bahudam shrakaralam.
Bahudaram bahudam shrakaralam.
Drishtva loka pravyatitattataham.
Drishtva loka pravyatitattataham.
Rupam mahatte bahuvaktra त्रनेत्रं
महाबाहो बहुबाहुरुपादं
बहुदरं बहुदं श्राकरालं
दृष्ट्वा लोका प्रव्यतितास्तताहम्.
See your mighty form with many mouths and eyes, many arms, thighs and feet, many stomachs, many terrible tusks. O Mahabaho, the mighty arms, the worlds are terrified, so am I. He is saying, I am also terrified. He is only showing there is more rajasic and tamasic content in Arjuna than sattva. Arjuna is a quite sattvic person.
But you must understand, he also fell into a little bit of selfishness in this, at the beginning of the battlefield. My guru, my uncle, my great grandfather, don't look at it from your personal level.
See, the worst thing that can happen to human being is behave worse than an animal.
Animals cannot think beyond survival and reproduction. A human being also starts living like that. Just survival and reproduction, nothing else. Huh? There is a beautiful poem by Robert Browning called Grammarian's Funeral. In the poem, the grammarian who lived with an ivy, lived for a great purpose. He studied the language for the sake of language. He lived with a higher goal in mind. For that he sacrificed a lot of small pleasures. Small pleasures. Because he believed attaining that is the real purpose of life, as in wasting our time here. And having given his life for that, after long years he died. So now, one of his disciples want to bury him. He said, I cannot bury him here, among the, in the place where all the ordinary people live. So I have to carry this body up the hill and bury him there. He belongs there. So in between he says, that low man seeks little things to do, sees it and does. That low man means low thinking person, whose thinking doesn't rise beyond the belief, beyond survival and reproduction. It doesn't rise beyond that. So that low man seeks little things to do, sees it and does it. This high man, meaning he's talking about the grammarian, with great things to pursue, die very low. Very low of it before he goes away. That low man goes on adding 1 to 1 his 100 spoon hit. Meaning at the worldly level, they are functioning and acquiring many things. And they have gathered hundreds of things. This high man aims at a million, misses a unit.
Misses a unit means all paltry pleasures of this world.
Brilliant way of putting it. Robert Browning said, a person should live, a human being has the ability to live for an ideal, for a purpose. That's why we call Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi as Mahatma Gandhi. Because he did not live for his, you know, he's very well qualified. He could have earned an empire. Quite a lot of people. Bhagat Singh, the age of 24, when the passions run so high in all of us at that age, to build a career, marry and settle down, procreate, you know. At that age, he conceived of a goal of a nation. And then sacrifice his life. He did not live through to see the Indian independence. You understand? But you can say they lived. They lived there. So, you got to rise above that. And when you rise above that, your death is no big deal. You've risen above the body. Because you've risen to the level of a higher thought. Otherwise, everything will be terrifying. Small, little, every now and every day will be terrified. What will happen tomorrow? Ruby has gone from 66, it's gone to 70. What will happen? Isn't it? Constant insecurity. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Whereas a person who surrenders for a larger cause, his bag is always packed, ready.
Because he understands that totality is doing it through everybody.
So wherever the totality has kept me, I am able to do this much, do it, go. That's it. So this is what he's saying here. He's saying, seeing your mighty form with many mouths, the all-pervading nature, everywhere, wherever I see your feeling, so huge, the disparity is frightening. Why is it frightening? To the extent he is rajasing and tamasing, it's frightening. You know, when a managing director offers of the committee, when a labor leader enters demanding rate books for the employees, he talks with confidence. He is not asking for himself. But the same guy, when he walks into the managing director's cabin to ask for a job for his son, so when you work for a cause, you've got to be convinced about it. So when you work for a cause and you try to approach people for that cause, you have to approach like that labor leader. Otherwise you think you're asking something for you, not for you. Where that confidence comes is from your surrender to the higher goal. Supposing you are looking for some sort of a name, fame or something through that working for the cause, then it comes. So this is what he is saying here. The whole world is terrified, so am I.
Sattvi people are not terrified. They just bow down in surrender. The Rajasic and Tamasic people, they bow down in fear.
That's the difference.
Navasprusham dhiktam anekavarnam. Navasprusham dhiktam anekavarnam. Vyatananam dhikta vishalanetram. Vyatananam dhikta vishalanetram. Drishtva hi tvam pravyatitantaratma Drutimna vindami shamam cha vishno Navasprusham dhiktam anekavarnam Vyatananam dhikta vishalanetram Drishtva hi tvam pravyatitantaratma Drutimna vindami shamam cha vishno
Seeing you touching the sky, shining in many colors, with mouth open, with large shining eyes, my mind is terrified and I find no courage or peace, O Vishnu. Vishnu is very interesting choice of word by Arjuna. Vishnu is God of maintenance, not God of destruction. Instead of saying, O Shiva, O Rudra, he is calling him as Vishnu. You understand? Vishnu, avatara is what? Krishna. You are supposed to be maintaining, giving me peace, but I am terrified. So please give me peace. He is begging. Please give me peace. He is trying to show. This is beyond my capacity to take.
What you are doing now?
No, even if the Guru has to. That's why, you know, sometimes when I ask someone, interpreting Gita, slowly you go step by step. At a certain level, some people cannot take it. So they have to go do more sadhana, and get back. This is what I was telling in a way when we discussed that question last week in the end. Shivani and Ami, they were asking. We need to contemplate upon the difference between pursuit of happiness vis-a-vis pursuit of desire. Please understand. Because last week Shivani, she is not the only one, so many people ask. Even I have asked myself this question. When Ram Sita left his family and took up sannyas, when Siddharth left his family and took up, he didn't take his sannyas but he walked away, etc. etc. Stories, we have so many stories. We wonder, this selfish, this pursuit of happiness seems selfish. So we got to clearly distinguish between pursuit of happiness and pursuit of desire.
Pursuit of?
Desire. World doesn't know anything beyond pursuit of desire. For us, desire fulfillment gives us happiness and that is what we know. If Ram Sita, when he walked out saying, okay, this much I am taking for my survival. He didn't do that, neither did Buddha do like that. Did Buddha say, okay, 10% give me. The pata nahi, vaha, lunch milega, nahi milega. You understand? They are going for inner happiness.
Where is selfishness there?
Selfishness was there. And they would have taken a little bit with them. Nothing. Whatever they had till date, they had given it and gone. But the society has a different idea. So whenever we can, we are not comfortable doing that, we shouldn't do that. What I am trying to say is, a caterpillar crawls only till it is caterpillar. The day it changes into butterfly, it flies away. You got to understand this difference.
But let me tell you, there are people who find it selfish. That means you are still capable. If you do it, it's selfishness only. There is something bothering you, so you give it up.
When caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it simply flies. In its mind, it's having no conviction, no doubts. But when there are doubts, we have to lie on the safe side. Why am I having doubts? I have to lie on the safe side. When Socrates was approached by one of his disciples, he said, should I marry? There's a proposal. He said, by all means, get married. And then he said, if you got a good wife, you'll be happy. If you got a bad wife, you'll become a philosopher. So by all means get married. A fellow who is capable of remaining single is not going to go and ask, should I marry? It's difficult. So that's what you should understand here also. And he says, seeing you touching the sky, I am terrified. Shining in many colors, Maya goes open. This is incredible form. My mind is terrified. Meaning what? I need to do more tapas to be able to take it. That's why we say, to the extent you do the tapas, to that extent you can digest it. Huh? See, certain food to eat also, you need to work. Huh? For doing work, simply sitting down and eating such fatty food, what less? You will die. But these people who work, laborers, they work so much physically. They can resist. Nothing happens to them. So that is why we say, this is not just getting into study and gathering information alone. If you want to really go to that height which you have the potential, you got to do tapas. With the tapas, you will grasp the self-belief. Simply studying nothing will happen. Next verse.
దంష్ట్రాకరాలాని చ తే ముఖాని దంష్ట్రాకరాలాని చ తే ముఖాని దృష్ట్వైవ కాలానల సన్నిభాని దృష్ట్వైవ కాలానల సన్నిభాని దిశో న జానే న లభే చ శంభ దిశో న జానే న వర్తతే చ శంభ ప్రసీద దేవేశ జగన్నివాస ప్రసీద దేవేశ జగన్నివాస దంష్ట్రాకరాలాని చ తే ముఖాని దృష్ట్వైవ కాలానల సన్నిభాని దిశో న జానే న లభే చ శంభ ప్రసీద దేవేశ జగన్నివాస. Seeing your mouth with terrible tusks and blazing like fires of time. Sorry. It's on the page of the book. Go to some other chapter. Read the translation.
Having seen your mouth filled from this dust, blazing with deadly fire, I know not the four quarters, nor do I five feet. Be gracious, O Lord of the day, O Lord of the universe.
Saying, I seem to be completely lost. Neither here nor there. Totally gone. Not my level. I've lost my direction. In life. That is why you should always stick to your capacity. You cannot exceed your capacity. If you exceed your capacity, you come to the same level as Arjuna.
Only thing that happened in Arjuna's case is Sri Krishna is slowly taking him. So now when he requests the Guru will
unfold the whole thing, bring him back to normalcy. That's why we say in spiritual field, do not go without the Guru.
Or not even in the worldly things. You need to go with the Guru.
They understand you
little more than your capacity, they will try to bring you. So that you grow.
Otherwise you will become at a comfortable level, you know. You will never grow. A little more. Little more. When you find it difficult, then it's okay. Push, push. When you find it impossible for you, it's okay. Relax. Then again try. Again try. That's what he's saying.
But Guruji, like this, you're saying this Vikral is in the realm of mind. So what is happening? What is happening in his mind? Like
he's not able to take this.
Or
he's not able to take this experience Vikral beyond this realm. So he requires to be doing more tapas. And then, when he gets into meditation, these things he can digest.
But he's seeing the Vikralam in mind because he's coming up the ladder a bit.
Yeah, he's taken by Lord to see these visions, right? Yeah. So there he's seeing all comfortable forms he saw. It was okay. Now suddenly this terrifying thing is everybody is sucked. That he cannot take. It's Rudra Rupa he cannot take. He says, I'm agitated. That's why I gave you the example. When you're climbing the mountain, suddenly you see that you cannot take it anymore. Sometimes what happens is you climb without seeing behind. Having climbed, you should, my God, where am I? How am I going to go down now? What is going to happen to me? Please, please, somebody send a helicopter or something. You understand?
It's like that.
He's in that level. He's not able to take it. Not able to digest. So I know not the four quarters and find no peace.
Totally lost, completely disturbed. O Lord of Lord of Gods, abode of the universe, please have mercy.
Have mercy. Please help me. You know, like children say, oh, hold me tightly, hold me tightly, hold me tightly. Like that he's saying, please hold me tightly. O Bhagavan. You see, one has to come to this state of helplessness. Helplessness doesn't mean that hopelessness. There's a difference between the two. You don't lose the confidence, but you gain the confidence that there is a divinity that shapes our ends. A beautiful line said by Shakespeare. Shakespeare says, you know, there's a divinity that shapes our ends.
It's a beautiful painting by somebody. On the sand, the beach side, on the beach sand, 2 footsteps will be walking. So for a while 2 footsteps will be there.
And suddenly it turns into 1 footstep.
So a fellow is asking, during good times you were walking with me, your footsteps were there. During difficult times, only my footsteps are there. Where are you? For which the God says, that is my footstep. I am carrying you. It's a beautiful painting here. It's a beautiful message. And the divinities are chased away. We think we are giving. Hare Baba, where are you giving? He is giving it to you. You got to do that Yajna Dana Tapa because purified mind alone can see the divinity. See, when we do service, when we do charity, when we do Yajna Dana Tapa, we think I am doing service to benefit them. Actually, I am doing service to benefit myself. Because only to the extent I do service and charity, to that extent I am purified. And only to the extent I am purified, can I get to the divinity? Can I be peaceful? So when I do this, I must understand this way. It's the service that purifies. And only purified person can see. Just as I said this. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So it is to become purified. Not to be gloating in our glory of the ability to chant the verses of the Gita or the ability to interpret the Gita. It's of no use. With all this, if you can purify yourself, in the purified personality, the Atma reveals. That purification can only happen when you do Yajna Dana Tapa. If you don't do Yajna Dana Tapa, you are finished. The purification never happens. So when you do service, you want to understand that I am doing it for purifying myself. And he is doing it through me. That's the main attitude. That attitude will change.
Please understand, we are in the portion of bhakti. So the whole thing is emphasizing on that bhakti, that devotion, that helplessness,
that I am insignificant.
There is the significance of Bhagavan which is playing the role. Tera na mera.
That attitude should hit upon you when you learn this. And with that attitude, you will study the Bhakti Yoga, which is the next chapter.
The whole thing is bhakti and culminates in bhakti yoga. 12th chapter is called bhakti yoga. When a person develops this attitude, see,
having a higher altitude, meaning goal, striving in the field of your aptitude, with the right attitude will give you the excellence. You need to have goal, higher goal, what I call it altitude. In the field of your aptitude, sadharma. Right? With the right attitude. When bhakti mixes into your sadharma, it has been given a higher direction. That's the path to excellence. The 3 A's. And of course, altitude, along with that, action you have to do. Don't wait Bhagavan to come to you. But you understand the ways of God, everything is happening. It's not happening because of me. It's happening through me, by him. So that helpless thing you must get there. So that's what Arjuna is symbolizing here. He's coming into that devotional mode now. Which right attitude was missing him? he generally has it, but on the battlefield, suddenly he lost it. He says, no, senayor payor madhye ratapatapaya, may actually correct it.
My chariot. What is my chariot? What year is mine?
You have been given, trusted. You are a trustee. Behave like a trustee. Don't behave like an owner here, suddenly. The trusteeship attitude vis-a-vis ownership attitude. So, I know not the four quarters.
Helpless. Please be with me. Raising both your arms up, bringing yourself to the right attitude. Instead of saying, I can handle it. You say, please Bhagwan, you take care of me. I am going to act as your ambassador. You know?
That attitude slowly comes into Arjuna.
It has to come into us if we are studying already 11th chapter. By now, we should also develop that attitude.
You will clearly see the haughty Arjuna slowly going down, going on. Devotion, what level he comes to?
Actually, it looks like externally falling, but internally he is rising.
You understand? Standing like this, he bows down slowly, slowly, and then falls down flatly. Externally it looks like you have fallen, but internally you have risen. That is what you need to understand here. We chant 26 and 27 together.
अमीचत्वां धृतराष्ट्रस्य पुत्राः अमीचत्वां धृतराष्ट्रस्य पुत्राः सर्वे सहैवावनिपालसङ्गैः सर्वे सहैवावनिपालसङ्गैः भीष्मो द्रोणसूतपुत्रस्ततासौ भीष्मो द्रोणसूतपुत्रस्ततासौ सहास्मदीयैरपि योधमुख्यैः सहास्मदीयैः ैरपियोधमुख्यैः अनीचत्वां धृतराष्ट्रस्य पुत्राः सर्वे सहैवावनिपालसङ्गैः भीष्मो द्रोणसूतपुत्रस्ततासौ सहास्मदीयैरपि योधमुख्यैः वक्त्राणि ते त्वरमाणाविशन्ति दंष्ट्राकरालानि भयानकानि दंष्ट्राकरालानि भयानकानि केचित् विलग्ना दशानान्तरेषु केचित् विलग्ना दशानान्तरेषु सन्दृश्यन्ते चूर्णिकैरुत्तमाङ्गैः सन्दृश्यन्ते चूर्णितैरुत्तमाङ्गैः वक्त्राणि ते त्वरमाना दिशन्ति दंष्ट्राकरालानि भयानकानि केचित् विलग्ना दशनान्तरेषु सन्दृश्यन्ते चूर्णितैरुत्तमाङ्गैः
These two verses 26 and 27, a lot of people listen, especially they think the whole thing is designed. It is designed, but you need to understand what does it mean when they say designed. Because in these verses what is saying, these sons of Dhritarashtra, talk about the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and others, with all the hosts of kings, many of them who died in the battle, Bhishma, Drona, Sutasana, who is Sutasana?
Karna.
Now the interesting thing is, when is this Bhagavad Gita happening? When? First day before the battle starts. Am I correct? First 11 days, Sutasana, Karna doesn't come to fight. What do you mean? Sutasana refers to Karna. Karna doesn't come to fight the first 11 days. Because he said, as long as Bhishma is the commander-in-chief, I am not coming. After 11 days, Drona takes over and then Karna comes. Now what is Arjuna saying here?
He is saying
with all the hosts of King Dhritarashtra's son, Bhishma, Drona, Sutta's son, along with our warrior chiefs, some people from their side also, into your mouth, that fire, he talks about your mouth is fire coming out like that. Into that they are going, meaning he's talking about death.
He is seeing the destruction.
He is already seeing them destroyed in future. I told you, I pointed out to you before itself, see everything and see also whatever else you wish to see. He is seeing the future. Karna has not even come to the battlefield. He is seeing already Karna
dead.
Isn't it frightening? You don't understand. It is frightening. He says, they hurriedly enter you. He says, some are seen sticking in the gaps between the teeth. It's like that machine is running and you are stuck there. The Kala Chakra. I'm talking about Kala Chakra here. With their head pulverized. Now these two verses that you read, what is this man? Oh Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhagavan knows everything. It's all this time. This time.
When he sees that they are dead, so he shouldn't then try to... He knows he is going to win that way.
Please understand, this is a big drama going. That's all they are trying to say. When they talk about destiny. It's a drama. A person who really understands and has faith in destiny, he will look upon the life as drama. Isn't it? It's already this time. The story is written. As for that, then you will look at the life as drama. You on one hand say you believe in destiny. On the other hand, you do not want to look at life as drama. Then you really do not understand what destiny means.
It means what? What you are saying, you should not even try to correct?
No. Please understand what he is saying here is, as per their karma, they have already called for this destiny. Your destiny is according to your actions. Your destiny is in your hand, not in somebody else's hand. Are you with me? Now, with clarity, Krishna is showing this to him as you go deeper. See, I told you already, this is a little difficult to understand, but we have discussed this many times. An ant is calling from the other side of the window to this side. For that ant, this side of the window is future. Yes or no? Understood? It's crawling this side to that side. For it, this side of the window is future. But for you, you're sitting here, watching the ant also, the whole view of the mirror, sorry, the window, what you is present. The subtler realms of the mind you go, the grosser realms become present. You've gone beyond, this is little different words, like I told. But with this example, it becomes little easy to digest. So, in the mind realm, you go deeper and deeper, you can see the future in the present. Future in the present means what? As per the action. As per the action, the destiny is already there. By their own action, they have demanded that destiny. They will be crushed. And not only that, anybody who is born on earth will have to die one day. And when you see that, death doesn't frighten you anymore. I have come here to play a role. Let me just play my role and get out. This is exactly what Sri Krishna wants to convey to Arjuna. And to Arjuna, to all of us. So destiny is not predetermined. There is somebody sitting up the cloud and writing. You understand? And just for argument's sake, even if it is so, can you change it? Then what attitude should come? Same attitude. What is that? It's already predetermined. So let me play my role and get up. Would you not play your role cheerfully? See, villain. In fact, you see, the villain, movie. He knows he's playing the role of a villain, which means he has to get so much of beatings from the hero. Are you with me? All that he has to go through. But he goes through everything carefully because his bank balance is increased, having committed for this movie. You understand? It's a very important role for him. Like if you act in the role of Ravana. Ravana is one of the greatest villains. You understand? So therefore, the hero, the fellow who plays like a villain, he is like double celebrity. He is acting cheerfully. See, the cheer will never go away. But why is the cheer going away? Because you don't look at it like this. You get involved in that drama. Things are happening as per our karma. So even difficulty comes, you will go through the difficulty cheerfully. You will never see Sri Krishna crying. You will always see him smiling.
But can you change your destiny with the karma?
Yes, but it will take time. Depends on the past strength of the karma and the present action. Your past modifies and the present is future. Your past is so strong and your present is very small little trickle. Like it's like you painted yellow on the wall. Now you are trying to make it blue. One coat of blue on it will make it green. Continue to paint blue, then it will establish. So, in between green, you never painted green, but you get green. But you continue painting blue. But what we do, little bit painting blue, then immediately start painting more yellow. This is what we are doing. So therefore, it is not predestined. It is as per their own action. How many chances Sri Krishna gave Duryodhana? He himself went as a emissary. This fellow Duryodhana tried to capture him as a prisoner, in prison. See, the opportunity keeps coming for us to correct ourselves in life. But the momentum is in such a spiral. That is why we say from childhood days, we need to develop a habit in the good spiral, rather than the negative spiral. Because habit versus willpower, habit seems to take over. Because we have not really strengthened our willpower. That is why we say from childhood, give them positive habits. When the momentum is in the positive direction, rather than the negative. Being a blind king, which signifies that his blind attachment to his son, which shows nothing but pampering. Otherwise Duryodhana had some fantastic qualities. He was one of the great administrators actually. You read the Mahabharata story, during the 12 years in between that he was ruling. He was ruling very well. He had a lot of good qualities, Duryodhana. See, actually, you should go and read the stories of Duryodhana and Ravana. These great villains. If you actually read, you will learn a lot more. So, many of us don't read them. Not that they are all of them negative. They have a lot of positive things. So the destiny, the direction they went, they had an opportunity. Karma had an opportunity. Later on, he is given the opportunity. When Abhimanyu says, "Hey, give me one weapon. I will fight with all of you guys." Actually, it's wrong. One has to fight with only one. That too with equals. But they flouted all the rules. The opportunity was there. We all do this, no? As per our action, we get the destiny. It is not predicted. Let's conclude.
Om. Om. पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि अध्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि।